Excuse me.
Sie hören die Sendung Wellenlänge. Vous écoutez la transmission longueur d'onde. Udite la trasmissione lunghezza d'onde. You are hearing the transmission called wavelength.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM, London's first radio arts station. Coming up on the 19th and 20th of March is another of the fundraising auctions live on air. A rare opportunity for listeners to invest money in artworks and scarce, rare artifacts donated by programme makers and well-wishers. If you have something suitable to donate to the auction, please do so as soon as possible. Obviously, we're looking for items which might achieve a good result, so less kitsch, more niche. Regular listeners to Wavelength will be aware of Captain Maurice Seddon, who has contributed, usually by telephone, to this programme. He was taken into hospital in Slough on January the 6th and is presently still there. He allegedly suffered a stroke, might have vascular dementia, and now has an infection. At my last visit to him, he was almost comatose, which is possibly due to some sort of liquid kosh. His dogs are being fed. In his absence, the local council entered his house and grounds, apparently with an enforcement order, to sanitise, in inverted commas, his environment, which is considered to be a hazard to the health of the local community. After questioning the wisdom and or legality of this incursion, I received the following email from a local councillor. William, the Environmental Health Department removed about 30 freezers with contents 2 weeks ago, and I expect them to return for further hazardous materials next week. We are steadily burning the heaps of timber. Still here on site, and estimated as follows, 9 photocopiers, 55 medium and large fridges and freezers, some with contents, 35 medium and large gas cylinders, 50 dumpy gas cylinders, at least 500 car batteries, at least 20 fire extinguishers, 7 cookers, a pile of asbestos cement sheeting, 1,000 litres of heating oil, 100 litres of old engine oil, 10 50-gallon oil drums, countless automobile and motorcycle tyres, other miscellaneous electrical equipment in the garden, say 100 cubic metres in total. Further to this list is an uncounted number of cars and motorcycles, a horse box, a car trailer and a small caravan. Then, of course, there is the contents of the house, the office and the 2 large sheds. If you have any queries, by all means, contact me. Finally, can you please confirm that you have received and are able to view the images? Thanks, Ewan. Well, today's programme includes 2 tracks from The Cake is in Flames by Pippi Lotti Rist and some Maria Callas.
Mailing to Japan. The screen is white. My eyes are red and I know I shouldn't cry. Wires in the sky, streaming so bright. Receiving the light you're giving.
Dark and bloody bed could be the ocean. It's cooling the earth every day, doubling the knowledge made from Japan. Without a screen, my eyes are wide and I know we will not cry.
Nihon ni meru suru, kamen wa shiroku, boku no me wa akai, demo naete wa ikenai. Kai bedo wa okina umi kamo shirenai ibi daichi o hiyashi chishiki o bai ni fukurama
nihon grameru suru kame no tozatsu ni watashi no me wa shiroi mo nakanai
everywhere machines prolonging their body, transmitting peaceful light. The joy is in pixelated screens on the walking way. My eyes are noisy on the screen.
Mailing to Japan.
This is Captain Setby, is?
Just put a call through to him, sir.
Thank you.
No, just put a call through to him. You're going to hold.
I didn't understand what you said.
I said just put a call through to him. Can you hold a minute?
Oh, yes. Righto.
Who's speaking again?
Captain Maurice Seddon, S-E-D-D-O-N. He knows me.
Captain Seddon.
Seddon. S for sugar, E. Double D for dog, O-N. Seddon.
Seddon.
That's it.
Okay, sir. Hold him, please.
Hello, it's Maurice Seddon. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right, just off to Greece, actually.
Oh, you're going on holiday?
Yes, taking some furniture to our house there, yep.
Oh, I see. Are you going today?
Tomorrow, actually.
I see. Well, forgive me troubling you in the Aufbruch, as it were, but the thing is, William English, who you know, has consulted me in despair. He has, in effect, invoked my assistance. Let me explain the situation. On the one hand, in financial terms, I'm the merest grain of sand on the beach. I'm as poor as a church mouse. Yet in other respects, I am extraordinarily well connected, and I have certain abilities in getting quite phenomenal results in terms of speeding things up in many fields. Now, to give you an example of something that happens relatively frequently and happened as recently as about 10 days ago, supposing a user of wireless communication has a breakdown of a telecom line to their control point, and they try through all normal means to get it right, and after 14 days or more, the thing still isn't working, and all normal means are broken down, they then refer the matter to me as a sort of, an unicum, ganz auf Deutsch. And this unicum is then engaged to deal with the matter, with the result that within 22 hours the thing is working again. And this happens not once, but it happens often, and it happens in many fields. Now, I have never, ever had the problem before of dealing with a tardy and lackadaisical surveyor. I know absolutely nothing about surveyors, but I'm very much a ginger merchant and a go-getter. And in that I have been invoked to do this thing, I'm going to do my absolute damnedest, and I shall stop at no limit to get the thing put right. But before I do anything, I wanted to consult with you and make sure that the situation as I have been told it by William English really is the case. Sorry?
By all means,